Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of NetEase Inc., ticker symbol NTES, a major player in the tech and gaming space out of China. If you're looking to understand what's driving this company, whether it's a solid investment for your portfolio or just curious about its future, stick around. We've got a lot to unpack, from financials to recent performance and everything in between. Let's get started. So first off, why are we talking about NetEase? Well, this company has been making waves for years in the online gaming and internet services world, and with the tech sector constantly evolving, it's worth taking a closer look at where they stand today. NetEase isn't just a gaming company. They've got their hands in music streaming, online learning, and other innovative areas. I'm excited to break down their numbers, their strengths, and the risks you need to know about before making any moves. If you find this helpful, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of who NetEase is for those who might not be familiar. Founded in 1997 and headquartered in Hangzhou, China, NetEase Inc. is a powerhouse in the tech space, primarily known for its online games, but also active in music streaming through NetEase Cloud Music, online learning via Youdao, and other internet content services. They've got a global presence, though their core market is China, and they employ over 26,000 people. With a market cap hovering around $73.5 billion and a stock price of about $115, they're a significant player in the electronic gaming and multimedia industry. Led by CEO Lei Ding, NetEase has built a reputation for innovation in a highly competitive sector. So that's the snapshot. Now let's dig into the meat of their operations and financial health. Moving on to revenue, NetEase has shown consistent growth over the years, which is a great sign for long-term investors. For the full year 2025, they reported revenue of about $109.6 billion Chinese yuan, which translates to roughly $15.5 billion USD, depending on exchange rates. That's a step up from 105.3 billion yuan in 2024, showing a year-over-year increase of around 4%. Breaking it down by segments for 2024, the latest detailed data we have, their Youdao learning platform contributed about 5.6 billion yuan, while innovative businesses and other services brought in 8.1 billion yuan. The bulk of their revenue, though, still comes from gaming, which continues to be their bread and butter. This diversification into other areas like education and music streaming is promising because it reduces reliance on just one stream, but gaming remains the engine driving their top line. What's interesting here is how they're balancing growth in emerging areas while maintaining dominance in games, something to keep an eye on as China's regulatory environment for tech and gaming can be unpredictable. Now, let's talk earnings. NetEase's most recent results for Q4 2025 showed some mixed signals. According to reports, they posted a year-over-year revenue increase of 7.5%, which is solid, but their net profit took a hit, dropping about 24% compared to the same quarter last year. This was partly due to a high base from the previous year, as noted in some analyses, and possibly some increased costs or investments in new areas. For the full year 2025, their net income came in at 32.8 billion yuan, up from 29.7 billion in 2024, with an EPS of 51.55 cents. That's a healthy improvement annually, even if the quarterly profit dip raises some eyebrows. They've also declared a dividend, which signals confidence in their cash position, and with their focus on AI and new game titles, there's potential for future growth. The key takeaway here is that while short-term profitability faced headwinds, the overall trajectory still looks positive, especially with their cash reserves growing. Diving a bit deeper into their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, since we've got some detailed insights from that discussion, NetEase's management highlighted a few critical points. They reported strong revenue growth driven by their gaming portfolio, with popular titles continuing to perform well. They're also pushing hard into AI technologies to enhance user experiences across their platforms, which could be a game changer down the line. Management emphasized their commitment to global expansion, aiming to capture more international gamers, while also acknowledging challenges like regulatory scrutiny in China and competition in the streaming space. They're optimistic about their pipeline of new games and the growth of NetEase Cloud Music, which recently struck a licensing deal with Universal Music Group to bring artists like Taylor Swift to their platform. Overall, the tone was forward-looking, with a focus on innovation and diversification to navigate industry hurdles and sustain growth. Let's shift gears to their financial statements for a closer look at the numbers. On the income statement side, NetEase's gross profit for 2025 was 70.4 billion yuan, with an operating income of 34.9 billion yuan, reflecting strong margins. Gross profit margin sits at an impressive 64.3%. Net profit margin is also solid at 30%, showing they're not just growing revenue, but keeping a good chunk of it as profit. Looking at the balance sheet, as of the end of 2025, they had 51.5 billion yuan in cash and equivalents, and total assets of 221.6 billion yuan against total liabilities of just $56.3 billion. That gives them a robust equity position of 160.4 billion yuan and a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.04, which is fantastic. It means they're not over-leveraged. Cash flow is another bright spot, with operating cash flow for 2025 at 49.4 billion yuan and free cash flow of $48.3 billion after capital expenditures. This liquidity gives them flexibility for investments, dividends, or buybacks. Metrics like a current ratio of 3.45 and a return on equity of 22% further underline their financial strength. Honestly, these numbers paint a picture of a company that's in a strong position to weather storms and invest in growth. Now let's talk valuation. How does NetEase stack up in terms of price versus value? Currently, their price-to-earnings ratio, based on trailing 12 months, is about 14.9, which is reasonable compared to the industry average for electronic gaming and multimedia at around 27.6. Their price-to-sales ratio is 4.43, which isn't dirt cheap, but reflects the premium often placed on tech and gaming stocks with strong growth prospects. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE for 2026 at about 13.3, trending down to 9.8 by 2029, suggesting the stock could become more attractively valued if earnings grow as expected. With an enterprise value of $452 billion and a free cash flow yield of nearly 10%, there's an argument that NetEase offers decent value for a growth company. They also offer a dividend yield of 2.6%, which sweetens the deal for income-focused investors. Compared to peers like Tyler Technologies, as highlighted in recent analyses, NetEase seems to present a better bang for the buck right now, though it's not without risks tied to its geographic concentration. My take? It's not screamingly undervalued, but at these levels, it's worth considering for the growth potential. All right, let's break down NetEase through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of where they stand. Starting with strengths, NetEase boasts robust financial performance with consistent revenue growth and strong margins. Their diversified portfolio, spanning gaming, music, and education, helps mitigate risks from any single sector. They've also got a massive cash pile and low debt, giving them strategic flexibility. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on the Chinese market exposes them to regulatory risks, as we've seen with government crackdowns on gaming time limits and content. Profit dips in certain quarters also point to potential cost pressures or investment cycles that could weigh on short-term results. For opportunities, global expansion is a big one. If they can crack international markets with their games, there's huge upside. Their push into AI and partnerships like the one with Universal Music Group for streaming could open new revenue streams. Lastly, threats include intense competition in both gaming and streaming, plus the ever-present geopolitical tensions affecting Chinese tech stocks. Market saturation in domestic gaming is another concern. If they can't innovate or tap new audiences, growth could stall. So while NetEase has a lot going for it, there are real challenges to navigate. Let's take a look at recent performance to see how the stock has been moving. Over the past week, NetEase is down slightly by 0.19%, but zoom out to the past month and it's taken a hit, dropping 13.66%. The three-month performance isn't much better at a decline of 11.6%, and over 6 months, it's down 9.28%. However, if you look at the one-year return, it's up a respectable 16.75%, though the five-year return is nearly flat at just 0.81%. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up about 9.9% over the past year, NetEase has outperformed in the short term, but lags behind on longer horizons. The chart shows some volatility, likely tied to earnings reactions and broader market sentiment toward Chinese stocks. For short-term moves, there's potential for a bounce if upcoming game releases or quarterly results surprise to the upside, but resistance levels around $120 could cap gains unless momentum shifts. The beta of 0.92 suggests it's slightly less volatile than the market, which might appeal to more conservative investors. Still, with recent downward pressure, I'd approach short-term trades with caution. Wrapping things up, NetEase is a fascinating company with a lot of strengths, strong financials, a diversified business model, and a solid position in a growing industry. Their revenue growth and cash reserves are impressive, and initiatives in AI and global expansion could be catalysts for future upside. However, the risks are real, from regulatory hurdles in China to competitive pressures and recent profit declines. Valuation-wise, it's not a steal, but it's reasonably priced for a growth stock with a dividend to boot. My take? If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for some volatility, NetEase could be a solid addition, especially if they execute on international growth. For short-term players, I'd wait for a better entry point given the recent downward trend. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on NTES? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know if there's another stock you'd like me to analyze next. If you enjoyed this deep dive, smash that like button, subscribe, and hit the bell for more content like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.